Hello.
Hello, my name is Chris and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. And I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I am not selling anything and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Stephen Coleman?
Oh, this is Steve.
Thank you very much. At the start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
I don't know. Close to 40 years.
Thank you very much. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Is it a razor mechanic or finisher, refractory bricklayer, tile setter, plasterer, marble mason, tile or marble finisher, mason helper or finisher, bricklayer, stone mason, PCC restoration, or cement mason?
Bricklayer.
Thank you very much. On the last job that you worked on, were you an improver, finisher or helper, apprentice, journey or level mechanic, or a foreman?
Journeyman, foreman.
Thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
No.
Thank you. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work, over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
Not unemployed, disabled.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
Thank you. Yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
About the same.
Thank you. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I don't know. Same.
Okay. Thank you very much. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
No.
Yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Thank you. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
Probably the same.
Thank you. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
Probably worse.
Thank you very much. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about? Is it unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat or cold, falling objects, falling risks, COVID-19, dust or air quality, something else, or do you have no real safety concerns on the job?
They're all concerns.
Mm-hmm. But which one of the list are you most concerned about?
Not concerned.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Union organizing, yes or no?
No.
Political canvassing?
No.
Picketing?
No.
Thank you. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
Never.
Now, we're going to change the subject to the world beyond the union. Please rank the following news sources from the one that you are most likely to get your news from to the one that you are least likely to get your news from. We have cable news, print or online newspapers, radio, the internet or social media, friends and neighbors, and local TV news programming. Now, please rank those sources. Yes?
Local TV.
That would be the first one.
Local TV and news.
Okay. After local TV news programming and cable news, which is the source that you're most likely to get your news from? Is it print or online newspapers, radio, the internet or social media, or friends and neighbors?
I don't know. This is stupid anyway.
It's just that we need to rank those sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source that you are most likely to get your news from and 5 being the source that you are least likely to get your news from. So after cable news, which one would you say is the news source that you are most likely to get your news from out of print or online newspapers, radio, the internet or social media, or friends and neighbors?
I don't know. I'm just going to hang out. I don't want to be smart. It don't matter to me. All right. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for your time, Ben. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.